This meeting is now being recorded.
If there are no more comments about the conference call times, I was going to make a note of the face-to-face meetings.
Please.
Okay. Great. So we asked, the co-chairs asked the staff to post the next three dates for our proposed face-to-face meetings. You see six meeting dates here, but I think it's we did get a request to post the dates and locations of the next few meetings so people could block their calendars. So we have, as we previously discussed, Madrid, May 13th through 15th. You check the email list, you'll see the discussion around those dates, as well as the additional meetings that are being scheduled in Madrid that you can take advantage of. And then the next ICANN meeting, of course, is in June in Johannesburg. That will be, I think, in particular, a useful outreach meeting for the team. All of the various ICANN groups will be there, and I think we can discuss this further, but we likely will be able to schedule a number of engagements around that meeting. And then the meeting after that for ICANN is in October in Abu Dhabi. So our proposal is that you lock those three meetings in on your calendar, and then you can see the dates for the three ICANN meetings in 2018. I think it's likely that the team will want to meet in conjunction with those meetings as well. But I would suggest, you know, around the October time frame, we take stock of how our work is progressing, and then make a more definitive decision about whether we need, you know, to gather sooner somewhere to do work, or whether we're on track and we can meet in March at the ICANN meeting. I'll stop there and invite any questions or comments that people have.
Would you like to go ahead? Kerry, it's difficult to hear you.
I'll go ahead and type.
Okay, I'm going to move on. Or Denise, would you like to cover this next item, or would you like me to? Okay, I'll just keep talking, and then others can join in as wished. So obviously the substantial part of the task ahead of us is to agree our scope and work plan. And the next steps that we have scheduled, we've just heard from Bernie that we will have a straw man that will be in front of us by the end of this week. And I really would encourage all team members to have a close look at that, that this is going to be a very important document for us. It was clear, and we've tried to schedule time on this call, and I'm sure we will revisit. It was clear that at the meetings that we had in Copenhagen that several team members have quite different perceptions of, one, what is important, and two, what we are being tasked to do. It's very important that we surface those differing opinions early in the process, and try to reach some sort of consensus, whether or not that's easy, because it will be important for us as we go forward. The next steps, my ask, and all of the co-chairs ask the team members to carefully review the scope and work plan when we get the drafts. I'm just going to pick up something from the chat. Kerry, thank you very much for typing. Kerry says the dates are fine, but as we progress with the work plan, we can determine if everyone would need to all attend face-to-face, either in smaller working groups or specific drafting teams. Yeah, I think that's right, and there seemed to be appreciation for that comment on the chat, Kerry. There's also quite a big gap between end of October and March where we, as Denise said, we may well want to schedule a face-to-face time. Denise, you have your hand raised. Denise, are you still on mute? Okay, I'm going to progress.
Can you hear me?
Denise, oh, I can now, yeah.
Yep, I think the system had me muted. I was jumping back to the work plan. As the co-chairs have discussed, it made sense to us to use the scope and work plan to get general agreement at a fairly high level, and as we go through the other exercises that we've suggested for this meeting and others, start refining our work and focus. The scope and work plan is something that we can also evolve if it needs to. I think at this point, until we get a straw man and can start, discussing it in detail, we can leave it there unless there's any additional questions or concerns at this point.
Thank you, Denise. Eric, you have your hand raised.
Hey, yeah. I just wanted to follow that up. I think the co-chairs did a great job representing stuff, and I think one of the things that we want to sort of ping out to the group more broadly ahead of actually examining the work plan more closely is to start the sort of the thinking of how sort of our individual perspectives and the things that we find important are likely to sort of gel and work with each other's stuff in regards to something more central to the SSR work that we're going to do, but also keeping in mind that, while obviously we've sort of been directed and sort of reminded to sort of have actionable outputs and results from what we're doing, we also still want to consider the sort of longevity and sort of the forward nature of the work so that it has applicability going forward. So, it's all kind of very high level and fluffy, but just to sort of get people's thinking going, I think we're going to have a fair amount of work going forward as we start to pull together from our disparate views into something a little more central. I think that's kind of in line with what you've been saying as well, right, Emily?
Absolutely, Eric, and thank you for raising that point. It's one of the aspects of these periodic reviews is that they are revisited often 5 or more years later. And, looking back, for example, at the previous set of, or the first set of reviews, they took place, for example, before the GTLD program was launched. And, at that stage, nobody knew what was going to happen in the future or how changed the environment was going to be. Obviously, it's very difficult to predict the future. However, Eric has raised a very important point about the need to be looking at the present, definitely, but also towards the future and just have that consciousness of our changing context. And to also develop on the other issue that you raised, Eric, it actually moves on to the next item of the agenda, which is to really start a conversation between ourselves about what issues you think are important for the team to explore and follow up on our Copenhagen brainstorming. Denise, you have your hand raised. Did you want to make a comment?
Yep, sorry, I forgot to lower it. But I'll probably jump in later.
Okay, please do. I mean, I think that my recollection of these slides is that I think that we've got, these are slides 13 to 24, so maybe we can go actually have a think. So I'm just introducing this issue to you, like in 5 minutes or so, let's come back to this. I want to go to the next slide, which is on outreach. And Denise, you've got your hand raised on this.
Sure. Please go ahead. Can you hear me? Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Yep. Great.
Yes.
Yeah. So on the previous item, our intention was for members to either look on the wiki or download these slides. Refresh your memory and review what we added in our brainstorming session. And, you know, over the next few days, add on the email list any additional ideas you have of issues that you'd like to see the team address or that are of interest to you and fall within the team's mission with a more robust set of issues that team members would like to address. We'd like to, as a group, whittle that down and come to a more discrete, manageable set of issues we can start incorporating in our work plan and tackling as a team. Jumping then onto the next slide of the outreach list. So the co-chairs also thought it was useful to start developing as a team a more robust set of outreach targets. I think many team members have in their minds one or more groups that they feel would be good to reach out to, invite general or targeted input, or have a longer conversation about a particular aspect of SSR. So we thought it would be good to also start an initial outreach list. And the list I've emailed to you yesterday and that's shown on the slide, we'll post it on the wiki and over the next week or so invite team members to share their thoughts both on in terms of adding additional groups you think it would be good for the team to touch base with, but also any additional sort of suggestions you have, such as it would be great for a couple team members to attend the IETF meeting and report back on, you know, X, Y, Z issue, or while we're at the ICANN meeting in Johannesburg, you know, here are the three most important groups I think would be important to have a face-to-face meeting on, around, you know, this set of topics, or, you know, more broadly, it would be great to send an email and specifically invite all of the regional internet registry groups to provide their opinion on a specific set of issues. Or so you get the idea. There's both the how of engaging with these groups, as well as trying to get a more comprehensive list of groups you think it would be useful for the team to have interactions with. So I'll stop there and invite any additional comments people might have at this point.
Kerry, you had your hand raised. Did you want to take the floor? Okay, so Kerry has made some comments in the chat, which I'll read for those who don't have access. Until we define our scope and work plan, Meeting such a large cross-section of ICANN stakers may seem too wide a net. One thing that has me concerned is that we may appear to others as a fishing expedition to figure out what we were created to do. Forgive me if I misunderstood the purpose of the outreach. Would anybody like to reflect on that?
That's a great comment, and this is just the type of dialogue that we wanted to invite people to have and to share. I think part of the balancing act for the team is to so we're a community review team. I think we have an obligation to solicit comments, conduct our work with a element of transparency, and we have a balance between making sure a number of groups that touch on the SSR area are aware of our activities and that we're open to their input within our process. But you're right, I think, and part of the exercise we wanted to conduct, I think, online after this call was to have people think about not only groups that we would want to at some point engage in, but the when and the how of this engagement. It's a good point. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. I have Caveh and then Kerry. Caveh, please go ahead.
Yes, so, sure. So, I'm okay with working on the list for now, as we are doing, but I have to agree with Kerry. I think especially before scoping, we really should not try to do take any action. We shouldn't try to communicate, or at least officially from SSR2, because without scoping, we really don't know what we have and to what context we want to talk to them. After we have our scoping document internally, we might decide to, before finalizing it and then making that the final document, we might discuss and decide to communicate with some or all of these groups about this scope, but that would be a different story. So for now, I suggest that it's okay to work on this list, but we shouldn't try to take any action making any communication or contact with these people before having those scoping.
Thank you, Caveh. Kerry. Kerry? We're finding it difficult to hear you, I'm afraid.
Kerry, did you want to post again in the chat?
I can see that Kerry's typing. So while Kerry's posting her message, I think what I'm hearing is definitely that we should be thinking about who are the relevant groups to meet with and how, and possibly also when. There's been several people mentioning that until we're really a little bit more secure with our plans, and there's been some chat on the list to this effect, that until we have our plans in place, that really going out is perhaps premature, but I think it is very worthwhile for us to be thinking about who the relevant stakeholders are. Eric, you wanted to make a comment.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
I think it makes a lot of sense, the prudence that we're talking about having, but just to sort of add a little bit of context, and I think this came up a little bit when we were on the chair's call, but there's an element of understanding what the landscape is. There's also an element of understanding, like, where things came from. So this isn't in opposition to, I think, what we're gelling on is to sort of have a little bit of preparation in mind before we do outreach, but just remember part of the outreach is understand the landscape of where things have been as well as where, we think we're headed. So, some reasons to talk to some groups might be slightly different than others. That's just color commentary.
Many thanks, Eric. So Kerry says, I agree with Caveh. We had identified in Copenhagen that speaking to the chair of SSR1 and even the transition team, given the common element we have identified, namely that the terms of reference was pre-transition, was the immediate step for context. So thank you very much. Does anybody else have anything to add on this point? Okay, if not, I think we can move on to the next slide.
I think this is a continuation of that list.
Yeah, that's continuation of this piece. And then we have the additional information, which is the board resolution. We've been here before. The draft outline terms of reference. And this is the brainstorming results. And what Denise was just saying on this item is these have been written up from our sticky note brainstorming exercise, and they are there available in this slide set and also on the wiki. I think our ask to the team members is it would be really helpful to know which areas you view as the most important, any that you feel that you can personally contribute to, or are matters of, you know, an area where you would really feel that you would like to focus on. All of this really helps us as we move forward as we start to explore the issues as a team. So this is moving forward. I'll just sort of flick backwards and forwards. You'll remember that we have two shalls, which are reviewing the SSR1, if I can put it like the previous review of this kind. We also have to look at the extent to which ICANN has successfully implemented its security efforts, and that goes on with actual and potential challenges, the extent to which security efforts are sufficiently robust and meet future challenges consistent with ICANN's mission. So these two items, the first two, are things that we must do. And then we have three, if you like, optional things to look at, looking at the security operational stability and resiliency, physical and network, conformance with appropriate contingency planning, and maintaining clear and globally interoperable security processes for the portion of the internet system of unique identifiers that ICANN coordinates. So please, all team members, have a look through. Let us know on the list, or start to think for yourselves which of these you feel are the highest priorities and which you feel you would personally like to contribute to. Then we've got things on our brainstorming capture, which I'm not going to go through in detail. I'd like to, if there are no more comments, just start to, I think we've really dealt with the initial outreach conversation. Thank you for your contributions on that. Before I move on, is there anything that anybody would like to say about the terms of reference? Bernie's just poised to be drafting. Does anybody want to make a first start on what they feel are the crucial things we should be covering? Matagoro, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Emil. I would like to recommend that when preparing the term of reference, let us also go through the call that were announced by ICE, especially for the need of SSR2. And from that, we can also extract term of reference meeting the requirements that were highlighted during the call that were announced by ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And just to clarify, you mean the call when ICANN asked for people to volunteer for this group and how it described the work? Is that what you're referring to? Thank you. Yes. Eric, you had your hand raised briefly there. Did you want to make a comment or contribution to this conversation?
No, sorry.
pressed the wrong button. Okay, thank you. Anybody else like to make a comment? Okay, if not, then I would like to, I think we've dealt with the initial outreach list. Please reflect and let us have any names of people you think are missing from that. Can I just go on to the last substantive agenda item, which is the co-chair's work and process? And for this, I really look to my colleagues, Denise and Eric, to come in and speak to this with me. Just by way of introduction, we had a call yesterday. We have agreed to have a weekly call together on Fridays to try to develop the agenda, get it out to you with plenty of notice, and also obviously work closely together and with staff. Denise, did you want to speak to this point?
Sure. So we, I think as Emily noted, we have a commitment to get both the agenda and materials relevant to the call out at least 24 hours in advance to help team members better prepare for the call. What other issues were we? And then of course we'll be coordinating the tasking and interaction with staff as part of our duties as well, rotating the the chairing of meetings once we get our on our feet and on our schedule. I think are there other items we were going to mention?
I think that's pretty covered it. Eric, do you? Oh yeah. Go ahead, Denise, and then Eric.
I think there's and then as well, we're going to divide up the team members list and and this was Emily's idea, and reach out to reach out to each team member individually as well, as some aren't able to make the calls or don't have good connections or would prefer one-on-one conversations, just to make sure that that we have a good understanding of the motivations and preferences and priorities of all the team members. But Emily, I think you're better suited to add additional context.
Thank you so much for remembering that, because that was the thing I had in my brain. I knew there was something and I couldn't remember what it was, so thank you very much. Yes, we when we spoke yesterday, we noted that, as a group we haven't worked together. Some of us know each other, some of us don't know each other. But in order for the co-chairs to get to know each member of the group individually, and also for each member of the group to feel that they have an opportunity in a slightly smaller setting to just speak freely about priorities, challenges, anything that you would care to mention, how you see the work progressing. We thought a one-to-one call with one of the co-chairs would probably be a way to start breaking the ice and to start to understand each other as individuals. So what we are proposing is that the three co-chairs will arrange one-to-one calls with the individual team members to try to do that, and to ask you to make yourselves available if at convenient time to get through to that. Eric, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, thanks. I think just to sort of to pile on that a little bit, I think, there's a number of points so far already that, we've been sort of we've been asked to sort of start identifying our scope. And I think a number of times we've brought up things that are very, very relevant to the SSR sort of landscape in general. But, we've been challenged to sort of figure out where they fit into the remit of ICANN and make sure that whatever we're talking about is actionable. So I think as we go forward, my estimation of the process is going to be that, you know, we want to hear from everyone what perspective they have on, you know, the general SSR problems that are facing them, the background, the walks. And then we may wind up doing, I'm guessing the chairs will probably do a lot of legwork to try and find the kind of common points across the different views, pull it back together and see if the group gels with, you know, finding the sort of the core systemic dependencies across the issues that I think we will probably, as we have divergent sort of perspectives, will bring to the table. So it'll be a little bit of sort of like, we'll have these, I think my guess is we'll have these one-on-ones and we'll have sort of like more active, you know, brainstorming dialogue about what issues are we worried about, and then figure out how can we sort of tie those to a set of tractable objectives, recommendations, or at least sort of facets of SSR that we're going to tackle. So I think it's going to be probably a lot of work as we sort of like try to like, you know, throw stuff in the wall and see if it sticks. But I think that it's going to sort of play right into what Emily was talking about earlier on, about trying to sort of make sure that our work product is relevant today and to some extent going forward. So, you know, just throwing out to the group, you know, the extent to which we all agree, I think, you know, that means like when we hear a point about what definition of DNS are we going to use and whatnot, those are sort of big questions that we should ask after we've decided what we think is relevant to SSR.
Thank you very much for that, Eric. Hey, does anybody have any comments or questions? Okay, I'm not seeing any hands raised or anything in the chat, so thank you for that. And just move on to the final agenda item, which is any other business. Does anybody have any other business to raise? Kerry, you have one. October is National Cybersecurity Month, says Kerry. So chances are any deliverables planned for that month may have some of us otherwise engaged. That's a good point to note. like Kerry, yes. Okay, so I think quite a few people might well be busy in October, so that's good to note. Hopefully we'll have our scope agreed before October. I'm just joking. And that is only for the US. Thank you, Cave. All right, I can see some action going on in the chat room, so I'm just going to give that a couple of moments to run its course and then revisit it. Denise, please go ahead.
As soon as we're done with, I think, this topic, it would be great to just quickly run through the action items from the call, and I'm happy to help with that.
Okay. Thank you. That would be great if you could lead that, Denise. And Matagora has just said, in Africa there will be the Africa DNS Forum and the Africa Internet Summit. Matagora, if you could share the dates of those on the list, and then it would be great if any team members who are available could participate in those events if available. Okay, Denise, did you want to go through the action items?
Sure. So from the previous action item list, her staff will need dates for the completion of the outstanding SR review, SSR review one items. And that's in preparation for either all or part of the team doing a deep dive on the recommendations and implementation of SSR one and a briefing on that. We've set the conference call rotation times with an agreement, I think, to revisit it after a few rotations to make sure that it is meeting the team's needs. We tentatively have the next three locations and dates for the SSR meetings with the, and would like all the team members to hold those on their calendars. But people need to move forward with their arrangements for our May face-to-face meeting in Madrid. And then there's also a caveat that as we define our scope and our work plan and as our work evolves, we'll be revisiting our face-to-face locations and dates to make sure that any changes aren't needed to support our work, and that some face-to-face meetings may be set up for subgroup work. Bernie will be circulating a straw man of the for the scope and work plan March 31st. We would encourage all members to start as soon as possible reading and editing and commenting on that. We would really like to see people use the email list to engage on the scope and work plan. So we're hoping to have a robust interaction on the email list on the scope and work plan over the next week. So we come to the next conference call prepared to have a substantive discussion about those work items. Next, we've asked the team members to also continue working on the email list to help either add to or refine the brainstorming list we started in Copenhagen on the issues members feel are important for the team to explore. You'll find this brainstorming list in the slides. It's also on the team wiki. Again, we would encourage members to share their comments on any additions or subtractions to this list on the email, and we'd like to revisit that if we have time on the next call as well. Next, we invited people to add to a outreach list. This is not to activate and reach out to people immediately, but to invite members who have groups that they feel are relevant to the work, and at some point would be good to interact with in some way to add to this list so we could eventually have a comprehensive list. And Eric also noted that this also feeds into our efforts to make sure that we understand the sort of landscape of SSR as well. So that's a list that we'll be using long term, and we're inviting members again to add to the wiki or the email list as events or groups occur to them that the team should be aware of and factor into its long term outreach plans. And then finally, we noted the co-chair's work and also our obligation to, and commitment rather, to get agenda and materials out 24 hours in advance of conference calls and meetings, and that we'll be meeting separately every week to make sure that those administrative items and our coordination with staff moves forward. I'll stop there and especially invite the co-chairs to add any additional comments or items I've missed, and invite any questions that the team members have. Thanks.
Denise, thank you very much for that excellent summary. I just wanted to add two things. There's reflecting the chat that's going on at the moment. Yes, I think there's a very clear consensus that the outreach plan is not to kick off with actual outreach until we have our own work scope, our scope and our work plan finalised and agreed, so that we are actually outreaching about something. And also, a final action item was to ask for staff assistance in and team members' assistance in scheduling one-to-one calls between team members and co-chairs over the coming weeks. It will probably take us quite a while to get through everyone, but if we could just ask for your patience on that and to participate in it and ask for staff support on that in that helping scheduling, that would be great. Okay, anything else? Denise, you have your hand raised. Is that an old hand or is it?
Old hand.
Okay. Old hand, thank you. Okay, with that, we're just coming up to the top of the hour now. Thank you all very much for joining this call. We're making good progress, and please do look out for Bernie's draft, which staff will be forwarding towards the end of the week. Let's get some comments out on the list in anticipation of our next meeting. That will really help us. Thank you all very much, and speak next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.